This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got news of interest to you pheasant hunters, and we'll also be taking a look at the vastly improved fishing in each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, and we also have a couple of other items of interest to you outdoor folks. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, controlled pheasant hunting opportunities will again be available at 20 Illinois Department of Natural Resources sites during the 2017 and 18 hunting season. Date and permit reservation information are now available online. Now, 16 of the sites are operated by the IDNR, while four other sites continue to be operated in a public-private partnership arrangement between the IDNR and the concessionaire, which is T. Miller, Inc. Now, controlled pheasant hunting provides an upland hunting experience for thousands of hunters in Illinois each year, as well as a great chance for young hunters to have a successful day afield, says IDNR Director Wayne Rosenthal. He also says that many hunters tell us they appreciate the program, and now is the time for hunters to start planning for the upcoming season. Now, the online permit reservation system at IDNR-operated sites opens on August 7th, and permit information, season dates, and other information are now available. Detailed information and permit reservations are available on the four sites managed by T. Miller as well. And hunters should always review the application instructions and season information accessible online prior to submitting an application. On the IDNR-operated sites, a daily fee for permits acquired online for controlled pheasant hunting is $30 for resident hunters and $35 for non-resident hunters. The daily permit fee applies to each hunter. Now, hunters are required to pay for permits acquired online in advance over secure internet system using American Express, Discover, MasterCard, or Visa credit card. The credit card account is billed when hunters submit an application. A $1 transaction fee, or a 2.35% of the permit fee, whichever is higher, will be assessed for each application, except for the application submitted for the Illinois Youth Pheasant Hunt. That one is free. And to make reservations, see the IDNR website, and that again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. That website again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Also, we got a women's event that has now become the largest women's event in the United States. The River's Edge and Sims Fishing Products recently hosted the largest women's fly fishing event in Bozeman, Montana, the United States, and probably the world. On May 6th, from 1 to 5 p.m., over 200 women showed up for the 9th annual Chico de Mayo. This free event celebrates women in fly fishing and offers educational clinics, guest speakers, prizes, cocktail party, and networking, and much more. Back in May of 2009, when they first held the event, they were just short of testing the water, so to speak, and hoping that 20 to 30 women showed up. They had about 60 girls show up, and they couldn't believe it. Now, each year after that first event, more and more women continued to show up and bring their friends, said Sarah Clark, the River's Edge Master Event Coordinator. She says, we've reached a maximum capacity now at around 200 women and consistently showing up the past few years. I even have a handful of ladies that have attended every Chico de Mayo event. That's cool, she added. Now, duck band reporting has moved online as well. Hunters fortunate enough to harvest a banded duck, goose, or dove next hunting season will see a change in the way they report these bands in the to the United States Geological Survey. The call-in center that has been in place to record information has been replaced by an online tool at www.reportband.gov. That's www.reportband.gov. According to the USGS Patuxent Bird Banding Laboratory, which administers the bird banding program in the United States, the toll-free number engraved on the bands will still function, but will redirect callers to the new website. The change is not only a matter of making a system more efficient, but also more accurate. According to discussions between the two groups, which include biologists from each state and each of the four flyways migrating birds use, some data collected through call-in centers was inaccurate because of inherent human error introduced through an extra extra step in the recording process. Now, the online process proved faster, more accurate, and seems to be preferred by people reporting bans. In the past few years, the online tool has become available. It has been responsible for 60% of the reported bans. And as we mentioned, fishing is improving in each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. In fact, at Lake Shelbyville, where the fishing was the slowest, the lake continues to drop. Just a few days ago, it was only about a foot and a half above normal summer pool. Now, the bass were fair on plastics. Crankbaits and spinnerbaits fished around the brush and the bridges, and that's improved because there was not a whole lot of bass fishing showing up. And the catfish were fair to good on most baits around the holes and near the shoreline. So the catfishing is turning on now. And the crappie were somewhat fair on minnows, a few on waxworms too over the brush and timber, and some around the bridges. They're catching some crappie, just not a whole lot of them. The walleye and sauger, however, remain slow, and there's just not a whole lot to report. Now, at Carlisle, Illinois' largest reservoir and our closest reservoir, the lake level was at 445 and steady. It was in the mid-80s, the temperature, and things were looking good. White bass are still hot. Lots of white bass coming in. Off the points and islands, anglers are using all types of live and trolling baits. They're catching a lot of fish. And the crappie are fair, but deep in the brush piles, so you got to plan on losing a few rigs if you're going to catch crappie. But you can catch them. And the catfishing is improving, but still only fair. Not a lot to report. Anglers are catching some catfish. Right before dark seems to be the best time right now. And they're using all types of live and commercial catfish baits. And there's not too much to report from the largemouth bass. Action has been slow. Now, at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, black and blue jigs all doing the trick. Reports of fish are coming from the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. The crappie fishing, as it has been throughout all year pretty much, is rated excellent. Mealworms, small, medium minnows, and quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs catching fish in the shallow water, fish attractors from the shore, and fish near structures. Their hot spots have been in the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill, they're rated good, too. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, catching fish in the Sailboat Harbor and Mine 21 Road. Try fishing shallow with crickets, small or medium jigs, and fish in the back of the necks on the flat, shallow banks and on the rocks. And the other great fish right now, channel catfish, rated excellent. Lots of these fish coming in, and large minnows, leeches, and commercial catfish baits. Try using leeches in moving water and drift fish to flats. Set your line 3 to 4 foot deep over the shore and rocks. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, and the North Sandusky Day Use Area. Lots of fish coming in, and there's white bass too. Inline spinners, jig, and curl tail grubs producing fish around the 154 I-54 bridges, and they're fishing along the rocks and the drop-offs, and they're fishing the shallow bays near the brushy and cover. So there's lots of good fishing to be had as well, and that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.